And today's topic is Siman Tzadiches, Sif Aleph and Beis. We can cover two Sifim today. Dayenu. It's a little bit difficult to make forward progress, but you have to be. This is what we spent a lot of time on the first two Sifim. I have to focus on two lines in the Gemara. This Gemara is actually not found in Masechta Chulin, which we're learning, but rather it's found in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Gemara has in the last line of Samach Zayin and Aleph, going over the Samach Zayin and Beis, and it's quoted here in Atosis in Masechta Chulin. It discusses the Indian of Tam Kiika, which is in Tzadiches Amud Beis, going over the Tzadiches Amud Aleph. And the Gemara is in Avodah Zarah, again, Samach Zayin. It's quoted on Tosfos, the last three lines on Tzadiches Amud Beis. Let's read it together. And the order is as follows. You have to read the Gemara in order. The Gemara on Amud Aleph says, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, we assume he passed like Rabbi Yochanan, Tamo Umamosho, Osir v'lokin olav v'zel kazayis v'dechilas pras. That's how Amud Aleph ends. Amud Beis says, what's quoted over here, three lines up, Tama v'loma masho osir v'ein lokin olav. That's the Gemara. That's the whole Sugis HaGemara. You got back okay? That's the whole Sugis HaGemara that we're discussing for right now. This is assumed, again, we pass in the Rav Yochanan, which we normally do. How does it fit in to whether we pask in Tam Kikar Daraisa or Tam Kikar Lav Daraisa? So let's first start with the first line. Tamo Mamosho Osur Vilokin Olov Vizel Kazayas Bechte Achilas Pras. Fine. This implies, as the Gemara says explicitly in the next line, that there are cases when there is no Malkus. So this forces certain individuals into Pshatim, which we saw characterized as the Dochak, and the number one is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam paskins Tam Kikar Daraisa. Moreover, as the Rosh cites him over here, Heta Nepach Lios Isser. If that's the case, you scratch your head. So when is it ain't Lokan Olav? Should always be Lokan Olav. So because of this problem, Rabbeinu Tam is a very creative interpretation. Quoted here, three lines up from Tosfos. Hainu bimino. Psh. Wild. Min bimino. It says here, Tom. Tom is ain't no mino. No, he's stuck. Min bimino. Aye, it says Tom. It means that it would have given Tom had it been b'she'ein omino. Okay, good. That's number one. Good. So Rabbeinu Tam is the one who says the reason why there's no Tamo Uma Mosho, again, Osu V'lokan Olav, is referring to a case of Min B'mino, but it's still Shver. What do you have with Klal Min B'mino? Is Batel Barov. Says Tosis, next to the last line, Kagon Shaiser Be'en Umakiro. A second amazing Kiddush. Makiro, you see it? Have you seen it? You see it, you picked out an Isser, you ate it. That's a Mazel Tov. Also, V'lokan Olav. Pshita. Okay. That's how Rabbeinu Tam is forced to understand the Gemara. So it really should be Min B'she'en Amina. But if it's Min B'she'en Amina, you always get Malkus. So what's the second half? Must be Min B'mino. Min B'mino is Batel Barov. Must be Nikar Isser. So the two must be's, each one of Dochak. This is the first opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and he's led to this because of his assumption that Tam Kikar is the Raisa and Heta Nepach Lios Isser, and assuming we pass the Rabbi Yochanan, you're left with this difficult pshat. Ad kan, the words of Rabbeinu Tam. Oh. The Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, in the second paragraph of Masechta Tevul Yom, follows along, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, as he was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, a Talmud's Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, and the first Dochak he's willing to accept, Min B'mino, but the second one's a little bit too much. So there he comes up with a whopper chiddush, and a whopper chiddush, which is that although we know that Min B'mino is Batel Barov, sure, how do we know that's true? We shall get to it later. Dama Por and Dama Sawyer, that's the real source, according to the Smag and others, that Min B'mino is Batel Barov. Dama Parah, Dama Sar, retains his identity, even though the Parah is bigger. This is what's called Lach Balach. So in Lach Balach, then we say that in fact, Mid B'Midah is Batel Berov. However, in a case such as this, Rabbosai, we're discussing over here a case of Tamo Uma Masho. It's not Lach Balach. There was some mamoshes to it. And therefore, he suggests a big chiddush that there's mamoshes to it. Then it's not batel berov. And what's in fact the cutoff point? Guess what? I read you the Gemara. V'zel kazayis v'chtei achilas pras. The truth is, the Gemara seems to say so explicitly, like the Rash. Where's that Gemara? Tosus quotes it at the very end. Tosus here on the Afzadi Tesseminaf, ended up long Tosus, quotes a Gemara in Masechta Pesachim. Talks about Kazayis V'Deh Achilas Pras as potentially being a Din D'Oraisa. Right? Din D'Oraisa. So the Gemara goes back and forth. Yes and no. Tosa says the fourth medium-sized line, Hosam Arya Bimino. Oh, if Tom Kikas D'Oraisa, we need Kadeh Achilas Pras, what the Gemara says. It's Min Bimino. Very nice, Min Bimino. So the question, of course, becomes in Tomar, with the sixth or seventh line, Ibimino came into Rabu Batli Le Baruba Afilu Ika Kazayis V'Achilas Pras. The Gemara makes no sense in Masechta Pesachim. So they have an unbelievable Pshat, which is also a Dochak. The Yesh Lomar, the Mikomakon Parach, the Kazayis V'Achilas Pras Dor Aiso, Yesh Lonu Lahach Meraf Bimino, for less than the Meimar, what they call Shani Oma, after wishful thinking, as we call it, that the Chulin fell into the Chulin, the Truma fell into the Truma. We wouldn't say it. Why? Came in the lucky b'she'en omino. It's also a bit of a dochak. So the Rabbeinu Shimshon has his wap of pshat. No, pshat in the Gemara is kipshuto. That in this kind of a case of saw chitin, we're not discussing where things all get totally dissolved. There's still mamashes to the chitin, to the saw, whatever it may be. The chul and the truma, this grain falls into grain. Then the sheer of bittel, believe it or not, min b'mino, believe it or not, Kedachias pras. Yeah, because Kedachias pras, it's not part of the Doraisa. Wow. Wow. This is a chiddush gadol of the Rabbeinu Shimshon. But if that's the case, the Rabbeinu Shimshon is correct, we understand very well. Tamo uma mosho, Rabosai. Osur. Min b'mino. Osur v'lokan olav. Not nikarisa. Come on. No. Vizel Kazayis V'Chech Yilatz Pras. You know it's not Nikar Eser. Wow. So this is the Rabbeinu Shimshon. It's like a blanket. You pull it here, you pull it there. The Dochak Zeh and Dochak Zeh. So Tosus had a Dochak A, that's Nikar Eser, and B, Sochem Daf Mem Dalet. And the Rash takes care of both of them by saying it's not Nikar Eser and learn to push up Shach in Sochem. But it's still a Wap Echidish. We always assumed that Midrash is Batel Berov, period. Either because Acharav Lahatas, as Rashi said, or Dama Por Dama Sor. Presumably, he doesn't hold from Acharav Lahatas. He holds Dama Por Dama Sor. It's limited to a case of Lach Lach. Wouldn't apply with his grain. It's so good. That's, and here's Tama Mamosha. Adkan, the parish of the Rabbeinu Shimshon, which again starts off a little bit like Rabbeinu Tam, but veers off. The Poshup Shah, come on, Rabbi Sa, you and I both know that Tama means Min B'Shen Amino. Poshup Shah, that way. Come on. Nimeshen Amino, give us time. Very nice. So let's say so what's Pshat in the Gemara? Tamo Mamosho, Osu Mazokan Olav, Vizel Kazash Dechilas Pras, means a case of Min Bishain Amino. So we have, we'll say two interpretations. One is Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, who also started off a little bit along the line to Rabbeinu Tam, that het the Nepach Leo Sisir, but he restricts it to a case of what is Kazayis v'chdei achilas pras. That's pshat this Gemara. Beautiful pshat. I must say, it fits in much. No dochaks over here. Tamo means min b'shen omino. With me? Tam ki ikar is in fact d'oraisa. But if it's not kezayis b'achilas pras, you don't say hetta nepach lios isa. There's no way to get any malchus. But if you hold, but if there is a kezayis b'achilas pras, hetta nepach lios isa, you'll get malchus on what? On a kezayis minha taromis. Don't have a kezayis of the original isa. A kezayis of the taromis. Most of what you're reading, who knows what, 60% of what you're, 80% of what you're eating is originally kosher food. Doesn't matter. Het nepach lios iser. I frek the rush if we say het nepach lios iser when it has kazayis dechilas pras. Why don't we say het nepach lios iser when it lacks kazayis dechilas pras? As the Rebbe Natam said, why did Rebbe Nachayim steer clear of the Rebbe and not Nakuda? So one says, if the simple text says that, the simple shot in the Gemara is against Rebbe Natam. But the lamdus that the rush sets forth right over here in Simon Laman Aleph is that we're not going to make the fellow chayev more b'taruvus than he would have been chayev in the yikar. In other words, if he has a kadash v'chilas pras and he would have eaten, you know, the item be'en, so he'd be chayev. It's halacha moshe Sinai. It's yikar pras. But if it's less than that, and he wouldn't have been loke if he added this amount, when it would be be'en, it's not logical to the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen to say that it's heter nepach lios iser. Oh, we call this svara tam ki ikar mamish, which means what? Don't just give generality about tam ki ikar. Well, it tastes straight. No, if it tastes straight, then we'll give the second food a status of the ikar, and the status of the ikar according to the Russian presented Rabbeinu Chaim is, well, it depends what the rate, what, how much you have. It all depends on how much you have. If you have a lot, you have a little, it all depends on how much you have. So Rabbo said, this is something which is the view of Rabbeinu Chaim. We're not going to go into now, for lack of time. According to Rabbeinu Chaim, if you lack that shear of kazayas v'achilas pras, so it's klar in the Gemara, ein lok and olav. That could be one of two things. It's midrabbanan ben lok and olav, or it's midraisa ben lok and olav. Very critical, big discussion. The Vilna Gaon weighs in, and based on the lashon of the Rush, he says the quote of Rabbeinu Chaim would only be a derabbanan digadin. And so the last line the Rush says, "Vachber b'sofik," because the Rabbeinu Tam, not because the Rabbeinu Chaim. Not compelling, because the other says we make quote the Rashi. This here make the Rabbeinu Chaim either. He left it out. But anyway, that's a dispute within Rabbeinu Chaim. Would be the rice derabbanan. Fine. And then the pshat of the Rambam, fourth pshat, and I guess we'll call it final because we don't want to get more involved than this, is that again it's mimber sheno mina, obviously mimber sheno mina, the push up shot, mimber sheno mina, and he says you get malchus when it marks to get malchus. Tamo mamosho also velokon olav kazayas chilas pras. If you eat a kazayas min ha iser, you have to eat much more. According to the Rambam, he never heard of het nepach lios iser. He never heard the whole concept. What kind of ridiculous idea is this? You get malchus because you ate kazayis worth of the iser. So that explains it very nicely. So the kazayis achilas pras, so you get malchus. Why? Because you ate the normal pace. You ate a kazayis of iser. And the fact that it tastes, you know, this gives taste, prevents any bitla from happening, presumably. So therefore, if you ate a kazayis min iser, you get malchus. If you eat less than that, if the ratio, let's start, the ratio is less than that, so then there's not going to be any malchus. The words of the Rambam imply, it's not just a matter of no malchus. Some say it's only by the Rabbanon, and some say even if you'll happen to do a hurry up and eat more than faster than the average pace, you might also not get malchus because it's bottle. There's a bittul aspect. That's the Rambam presented that way. It's bittul. That's the last meal's price. Even if you eat quickly, and even there'd be no malchus, and maybe not even isidor rice. But those two last statements are not completely clear in the Rambam, but that's a simple pshat in the Rambam. Okay, just to review once again. We had four pshatim in the first line of the Gemara. Let's review the first line. The line is, Tamo mamosho osur velok and olav v'zeo kazayis mechilas pras. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, since he holds there's always going to be Malkus because Het HaNepach L'Yissi got stuck over here, so why needed such a high ratio? Must be a wild shot Min B'Mino, not a simple read. Then he got stuck, Min B'Mino, so why is everything any Malkus? Next Dochak, Nikar Yisr. Okay, he said it. The Rash accepted the first premise, Min B'Mino, but he didn't accept the second, that's too much for him already. He said, no, a new Chiddush, Wapah Chiddush, that although Min B'Mino is Batel B'Rov, it's only Lach B'Lach, wouldn't apply the case where there's some kind of mamashis there. Tama mamasho, chitin bechitin, the more psachim memdal the simple pshat. Then, believe it or not, the cutoff point of bitl doraisa is kazayas bechilas pras. Min b'mino. Adkan, and the Rash says so much. The Rash goes so far as to take this Gemara over here on Aftsadi Tes Omud Beis, the last two words, v'liftel beruba, and he says, you know what ruba really means? Ruba means Kazayas Bechilas Pras. That's how far this Rash got. It's not so simple. And Chadash, you don't have to go that far. He makes different cases, if it's a big piece, a small piece, but that's just a subset within the opinion of the Rabbeinu Shimshon. Adkan. Any questions? This is as far as the Min B'Mino. The simple shot, you have to admit. Min B'Sheino. And what does the Gemara mean? Kazayas Bechilas Pras. So Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen says, if it has that ratio, Het HaNepach Lios Iser. If it lacks that ratio, Ain lokan olav, it's not completely clear. Ain lokan olav, does it mean that it's bottled completely? And if you eat it quickly, you wouldn't get malchus, which some say. It's not even clear what the chiv is the right of the rabbanon. Those are both a little bit unclear. And the Rambam says, yes, that's the cutoff point in min b'shen amino, but you never heard of het nebach liyos iser. You have to eat a kazayis from a tarobis to get malchus. And again, it's not completely clear. These other questions, if it's a smaller ratio, what does it mean? Usur, you know, what do you mean usur and logos? Is it the rabbonon? Is it the raisa? What if you hurry up? But those two I'm not going to leave you for the moment. Just got the basics. Any questions so far? If you have a question, raise your hand now. Yes?
So
the first, they divide them into four into two. Min b'mino, okay? And either nikar yisr b'minatam, or, if it's, as long as it's kazayas achilas pras, you get malchus medaraisa, even though the rove is kosher. That's the Rabbeinu Shimshon. And the simple pshat, I have to admit, it's min b'sheino mino. And the question that they're arguing about is, what does it mean? Osu v'lokan olav. Lok kazayas min ha-tarovis. Rabbeinu Chaim, who adopts his Rabbeinu Tam's fundamental view, but just limits it to kazayas achilas pras. Oh no, the Rambam never heard this whole idea. And the others follow the Rambam as well. They never heard about the Nebuch Leosis. It's a new concept. We disagree with it. So you look on the Kazayas Minha Isif. Eat quickly. I mean, not quickly, eat average. Now it's fast. Eat the average pace. You end up with a Kazayas in the right time. Adkan. Okay, Rosai. We just finished one line Gemara. The rate we're going. One line Gemara. Now you go to the next line of Gemara. The next line of Gemara is even shorter. Tamo v'lo mamosho osur v'ein lokin olav. Seven words. They're probably seven pshat. I'll count them up. Seven words. We're going to divide this. Otherwise, won't be able to figure this out in our heads. To two groups. Let's assume that tam ki ikir is the rabbanon. Who assumed that way? Rashi. Rashi right in front of us. Look at Rashi right over here. The last five lines in Rashi Tzadachesim at Beis, Nesef Techulin. He's going to prove that Tam Gigas the Rabbanon, because it says, Kol Shetam Avalama Masho, Ein Lokin Olav. There you go. Mefurish. That proves that Tam Kiker is Midr Rabbanon. Okay. Tam Kiker is Midr Rabbanon. The question, of course, becomes, what exactly are the specific details over here? What are the details over here? What happened over here? So if you look in Rashi, Masechta, Avodah Zarah, Rashi seems to say, Tamo Veloma Masho means, yeah, the Iser, what's called Nimoach HaIser, the Iser dissolved within this whole big mixture. It's dissolved, it gives taste. Afal Pikein, it's only Aser, Midr Rabbanan. This is Shitas Rashi, because Rashi learns Rabbi Yochanan holds Tam Ki Iker is Midr Rabbanan. How far does it go? So the Minchas Kohen, when he quotes Rashi, says It applies across the board. You know, since we have this here already, I wasn't going to go here now, but since we have it, let's go back. The Minchas Kohen assumes that Rashi says what he says in all cases. Where do you get the scores? You have to help me. Rashi says it in all cases. No matter what, you can have. Oh, but how do you get me the page number? Let's get back to what you paid. In other words, you have Rabosai. You can have, I don't know, let's say you have 2% of Chelev gets dissolved in. Go back 20 pages.
There's a sick base. Once it out?
Yeah. A little bit more. Okay, try that. Okay, okay, we're time. Yes, we're in good shape. Let's go back to you
today.
Half one. So, let's chazer again. So the question becomes, how far does Rashi start? So on a simple level, the Minchas Kohen assumes that Rashi went all the way, and Rashi says he can have the kazayas of chelev that got mixed in to whatever it may be, some other food, and we say, even though it got all mixed in and dissolved, it's only, here we go. But that's a minchas kohen, shitas Rashi. Afilu nimcha gufo shel iser, batel hu berov. Because Rashi in Avodah Zarah says, afilu nafal chelev v'nimoach b'kdeira, ho v'ein ma'mosho b'en, zeo tamu lo ma'mosho, shepturu nolav min ha-Torah. Vafilu m'yekaz asu echilas pras potter, as Rashi said. What did Rashi say? He quotes our Rashi right in front of us. I mentioned this to you a few minutes ago. Achrei rabim lahatos. That's it. Batal berov. This is what Rashi said according to the Minchas Kohen. It's a problem with the Gemara Psachim. Sounds like it's cases in which kazayas v'echilas pras would be the raisa, even in a case where it's not nikur be'en. He gives an example. Kutach habavli shecher amodim meduchas sukupus. That's what we just spoke about before. Sandaf mem dalin. There's a problem with that. The problem with Gemara is Zvachim, which we spoke about at length, if you recall, about Isa Mechitim and Orez, if it's Tam Dogan, Echayev and Chala. Assuming we pass like these Gemaras, some of the Gemaras, so Rashi is in a little bit of a problem. So there are two limitations of Rashi, which the Minchas Kohen does not accept. We'll skip one of them and we'll go to the next two. The Prima Gadim says, that Dover Shalom Nishtanim Matzovo HaKodem, such as Dam, such as Kemach, is considered Tama Uma Moshu Kayam. Rakshan Nishtanim Matzovo HaKodem, Kamal Chelev Shinimoach, to make Korah Gush Vashtalach, that's called Ein Mamosho Kayam. This is what he says in Firashi, the Rashash says so, based on in Avodah Zarah. Fine. So we've limited the Minchas Kohen to Rashi said it in all cases. But the Barov, no matter what, the few Gemaras sound differently. So the simple Pshat Minchas Kohen is that Rashi will say, yeah, those Gemaras hold Tav Kikas Doraisa, and we don't pass like them either. Same as he doesn't paskin like the Gemara over here in Chulin. He won't paskin like Zvochim, he won't paskin like Psochim. Add it to the list of things I don't paskin like. That's a Minchas Kohen, Pashup Pshat and Rashi. But those who don't want to go that far say, no, Rashi only said his din. It's called Loma Masho. If it's a significant change, it dissolved from a solid into a liquid. But if it was always a liquid, or if it remains a solid, you know, sort of gets flour gets mixed in, then Rashi concedes it's called Mamosho. That's one. The Yad Yehuda goes even further. But Samtem Odiosir is Devi Rashi. And he explains, when did Rashi say his piece? Chelev Nimoach Betochatichas Basar V'Nivla Ba. It's called Loma Mamosho. If something is dissolved into a solid, Tos says in Avodah Zarah, and therefore what's called Eimah Moshe Kayam, as Rashi says in Psachim, what happened? Cholav anivla bibasar. That's called Tam of Loma Moshe, because the milk is absorbed into the meat, because Balua v'chaticha kil emetziyuso kayemes. Then Rashi says what he says, but otherwise Rashi never said anything. So we have. within Rashi itself, we already have three pshatim. But Rashi is the one who says everything's but l'maisa, l'maisa. It's also very local, because the Rabbanon, Did he say it in all cases, batel barov? Did he say it in some cases where it changed its composition from a solid to a liquid? Or did he only say it in the case where it's absorbed into another solid, where it doesn't exist? But if it's liquid and liquid exists, that's within Rashi. Oh, this is Shitas Rashi. On the other hand, there's another extreme, and that's the Ran. The Ran paskins like Rashi, yes. Tam kikus de Rabbanan. But only in a case, Rabbi Osai, where there is no mamashis. Nothing. Just the emission of taste. But if the mamashis is there, then it's not bottle even bialef, the Ran says. No matter how small amount it's there, according to the Ran, that exists. Nafkamina, bichat shosef in the Torah. But the only time we can say that tamkik is the Rabbanan mamish is in the case in which you only have the emission of taste, if you will, taste particles come out, but the original mamashis is not there at all. If the mamashis is there, it's there. And the whole dispute of tamkik, the rice of the Rabbanan, is if there's nothing there. That's the Ran is exactly the other extreme, the opposite of Shitas Rashi. Oh. And the Rambam is in between. Again, this is all Rabosai learning Pshat in the Lashon of the Gemara. Tama Veloma Masho Osu Ve'ein Lokin Olav. According to Rashi, if you're assuming Tama Gigas Rabbanan, according to Rashi, it means there's no Malkus. No matter what, according to Minchas Kohen, but the Barov, according to Prima Gadim, only if it changed its composition from a solid to a liquid, according to Yad Yehud, only if it's absorbed into a solid. But no, there's no number, but the Barov, no matter what. According to Shitas Aran, no. The Aran says that even if the smallest amount is there, that's still, even if time gets the Rabbanon, but whatever's there is still there. So therefore we say that Tam Ki'ika, again, also Ben Logan Olof, will mean Tam Ki'ika's the Rabbanah. But if there's something there, it's likely the right because Chatzishi Yosef in the Torah. So when we say the word the Rabbanah, we mean when there's nothing of the Ramashas there anymore. It's dissolved, it disappeared. Okay, fine. It's the Ran Shita. And the Rambam has this compromise, which he makes a reference to over here. The Rambam. So the Rambam says that chelav akloyos shenimoch b'toch agrisim nechshel etamo umamasha. So even the extreme case of the Yad Yehuda, which is according to this only case in which Rashi is lama masha, according to the Rambam is considered to be mamasha. Okay. One second, please. Let's see if he has it over here. The Ran says b'feirish. Mamoshes afilib elef ene betela. Okay. If you don't have a kefil's press, so then it's going to be a bottle. And chatsi also betaroves. The Rash says so beferis. Beferis. Chatsi also betaroves with a raisa. Chul and sabaches. Sabaches. We'll come back to that a little bit later. And it says, no, because as chilis press, if you'll eat quickly, you will be, in fact, chayef. That's the Shita Saran. That Shita Sarani calls the Rashi says so as well. If you eat quickly, you will be chayef. This is the Ran Shita. Fine. So the whole Tam Kika is only one case. B'tamo v'lo mamasho. When nothing's there from the original. This is the opinion. That's the Ran Shita. This is the Ran Shita. Fine. And the Rambam is in between. Shita memutzas. Again, according to Rashi, Tama Voloma Mosho is we're going to say applies the quantum minchas kohen in all cases. Quantum prima gada as long as it's dissolved from solid to liquid. Quantum yad yud as long as it's absorbed into a solid. But that's Rashi sheet. Quantum the Ran, no. If there's any mamashas there, it's going to be a din d'oraisa. Depends how fast you eat it, if you get malchus or not. And the whole dispute between Rashi and Tam is limited to a case where he's giving emitting taste, and the original mamashus is gone, and the Rambam is in between. What's in between? The rak sheish mamashus b'shir shagadas chilas pras zehu tamo mamasho. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Avok she'ein mamashus b'shir zehu tamo v'lo mamasho she'osu rak midivrei sofrim. So the Rambam says, tamo v'loma mosho, osur v'ein lokin olof. Remember, it's no kazas v'chilas pras. So then we say it's osur, and only it's because why? Because it lacks kazayis v'chdei achilas pras. Oh, this is Shitas HaRambam. Just a little bit. Rambam the Minchas Kohen says potem and ator not because of chatzis shir b'taroves, but rather just a little bit more. Rather, why? Nechshav she'ein ma'moshes kayemes k'mi she'eino. Right, and if you eat it quickly, he says it'll be potter. It's bottle. And there's other proofs that I don't have time to go into right now. So both let's chaz quickly what we just said. Tamo v'loma mosho osur vein lokan olav. We had three shittas in Rishonim, all working with an assumption that tam ki'ika is derabbanan. Rashi says it's always going to be derabbanan, because Rashi says we always, even though there's mamashas there, we still say that's batel berov. Except there are two caveats potentially. Minchas Kohen has none. They're always batel berov. The Prima Gadim suggests only if it's changed from solid to a liquid, dissolved. And Yehuda said only if it's absorbed into a solid. It's within Shitas Rashi. Because they got some other Gemaras. Fine. Ran says, no, the whole Gemara is a case where there's no mamashas. Time of a low mamashas. Takes it literally. There's no mamashas here. Only the time came out. Mamashas is never bottle. Tasty. Eat it quickly enough, you get malchus. And otherwise, you can be chas shim and a Torah section. That's the other extreme. And the Rambam says, no. There's a dividing line. If there's less than kazayas v'chilas pras, then in effect Rashi is right, because it's garnished. And if there's more, then the Ran is right. That's what we call a compromise view. Ad kan rabo say three shittas in Rishonim. Just explain the one line. We had three just for explain a few words. We're not done yet. There were those who say we pass kintam kikas d'oraisa. How will they interpret the words of the Gemara? Tamo v'loma mosho, osur v'ein lokin olav. How do you explain it? So Rabbi Natam, we already saw. Rabbi Natam said it's min b'mino. Okay, min b'mino. Of course, it's bottle. So osur would presumably be isur b'drabanan, right? Okay, fine. This is Shita Rabbi Natam. However, Rabosai, this Rabbi Natam is, as you said, a unique shita, and everyone else assumes min b'sheino mino. No, min b'sheino mino. Tanki kikas d'oraisa. So why we say osur v'ein lokan olav? So Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen had his famous nakuda. What did he say? He said that if it, the only time we say het the nepach lios iser is by kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. Time of a loma masho, where the ratio is less than that, so then we apply the principle according to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen and the Rambam. We don't apply the principle of het nepach lios iser, so therefore it's osur ve'ein lokin olav. Okay, now the question, of course, becomes: what will happen if a person eats quickly? He eats quickly, right? So the ratio objectively is less than whatever it is, 1/6, 1/12, whatever the ratio has to be. That's what kills pras. But the person eats quickly, so the prevailing view is that both according to the Rabbeinu Chaim and the Rambam, in this kind of a case, you would not get malchus. You would not get malchus. No. Fine. So what emerges according to this, Rabosai? What emerges is again. Tam ki be d'oraisa. Within the Rambam, some say holds it's d'rabbanan, some say holds it's d'oraisa. So we mentioned the opinion of the Rambam in the list of the Rabbanans, because that's what some say. And we'll, so for our purpose over here, we'll use Rabbeinu Chaim, who holds Tam ki is d'oraisa. But he's the one who says Tam of Aloma Masho Osur Vein Lokim. We say the pshat is that there's a bittul going on, which is how many interpret his words. And then, if you hurry up and eat it, you would not get malchus. Everyone follow me so far? Who says faker? Rabbeinu Shimshon. That Rabbeinu Shimshon in Tvul Yom. No, Let's chat in the Gemara. Could be this way. Min b'sheno mino. Tamo. Below my masho. Also, v'yei lokan. Very simple. You didn't eat enough. You didn't eat enough. You ate at an average pace, and you didn't eat enough. If you eat quickly, you would get malchus. This would be called the standoff shot. Maybe the old Yeshlomo hold that way. The anonymous. I don't use any anonymous names. So it's a standoff. Right? If you eat in this kind of situation, it depends on how much you eat. So typically, in a typical case, Tama Veloma Masho is Asur V'ein Lokin Olav. Again, according to the pshat, that's Torah Mimbishen Amino. Only because you didn't eat enough. And if you ate quickly, you would in fact be chayv. Then, of course, you have what we call the Rimi Orleans. Rimi Orleans is the one who's the first one to say explicitly, that's Tam Kikadol Raiso. Afal Pikain, there's no Malchus. Why is there no Malchus? Tam Kikadol Raiso? He says, well, it's only an assay. Taviru Be'esh V'toy. An assay? There's no Malchus on an assay. There's a big question, how far did the Rimi Orleans go when he said what he said? Rabbi Akiva Eiger assumes he said it in all cases, and he says, what do you mean? You're telling me there's a case of Tamo V'lo Mamosho, which is Osim Edoraisa, without Malchus? It's against the Mefurash Gemara and Zvachim Daf Ayin Ches. But the Gemara is trying to find the case, can't find such a case. Gemara is assuming Rabbo said that if there be Osim, be Malchus there by Yisurim Avat Nezezeh, old story. That's his kashi. He has no terrors, Rabbi Kivega. The Achiezer and others say, no, you got the Rimi Orleans wrong. The Rimi Orleans said his Nakuda. That when he said that Tamo Veloma Moshe Osim and Lokan Olav means Tam Kika Doraisa, but there's no Malchus. He's referring to a case, again, of Tamo Veloma Moshe. There's only Tam there. But if the Dima Moshe's, the Rimi Orleans would concede that there would be potentially Malchus if you ate enough. So therefore there's a dispute even within the Rimi Orleans, what exactly did he hold. So let's chazer again briefly within the sheet that it says Tam Kikas Doraisa. How do you say Pshat in the Gemara Tam Avalom HaMosha Osu Ve'elokin? There are four Pshatim. Rabbi Natam said Min B'mino. We called that already a Dochak Pshat. The three Rishonim say it's Min B'she'eno Mino. What do they say? So the question is, why is it Osir V'ein Lokan Olav? So Rabbeinu Chaim says that it's a low ratio, less than Kazaz Chilas Pras, so it's considered to be Botel in that sense, and there's no Malchus, no matter how fast you eat, maybe only be a Issa Derabbana. The Rambam says, well, leave out the Rambam, it's along the lines of Rabbeinu Chaim, we'll leave him out for a moment. The Rash says, no, all it means is that if you you eat the regular pace, you won't eat enough. But if you eat quickly, in fact, you would get Malchus. And the Rimi Olin says, listen, Tam Kikas Taka Doraisa, but it ain't Lokan Olav. Why not? It's only an assay. So effectively, Kivega, the Gemara seems to say in Zvachim Ayin Ches, that if you hold as the Doraisa, there has to be Malchus. Yisur Mevatlim. So what do you do with that? Kivega is a kasha to Rimi Olin. He assumed that Rimi Orleans said his Nakuda, even in a case in which there is a Kazayas Vechilas, makes no difference. So in all cases, Osir Vein Lokan Olav. But the Achiezer says, no, he only said in the case of Tam Avalo Mamosho, where it's only Tam, no Mamosho. If there is Mamosho, he would agree that there could be Malchus. This is our first inkling, this last shot that we saw, that the Tzvei Dinim in Tam Kika. One Din, Rabosai, has derived Tam Kika, derived from the Pasuk of Tavir of Eish, which is an Issa Doraisa without Malchus, only an Assay. But according to Achiezer, the Rabbi Yonas agrees, if you have Mamushes there, that you would get Malchus. Where do you know that from? So we said, that's from a Svar Pshuta. What's a Svar Pshuta? It's called what? Two words. What was a Svar Pshuta? We said that why is it that Tam Kika Misvara might get Malchus? Don't remember the words? Nikar Issa, correct. It's not Nikar visually, it's Nikar with your taste buds. So therefore, that would explain that why there are two dinim, one's a pasuk, and one would be a svar. Ad kan rabosei, a summation. So all we've done, the first half of today's shir, is two lines of Gemara. Tama umamosho, osu velokan olav, kazachil's pras. We had a few pshatim in that. And then we had Tama Balama Masho. Also they're not gonna love a bunch of pshatim of the old Tamki because they're Rabbanan, and another four or so of the old Tamki because they're Raisa. Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Can we go over the Rimi-Orleans?
Sure. We have it in front of us, the Rimi-Orleans. The Rimi-Orleans are right in front of us. Rabbi Yosef Mi-Orleans, the third line inside the Testament of Alf, I'm a Farish. Afal Gab, the Tamki because they're Raisa. So why Taka? Also they're not gonna love. Lo Loki Atam, Afila Shalabamino. Rabbi Yochanan is going to be Akiva, Tam Kika Migule Akum, Lek Ela Asay the Tavir Baish, the Matzach Liban Vagola. So he says over there, Posh of Shad in the Gemara. It's Taka Tam Kika is the Raisa, but it's no Malkus, it's only an Asay. That's what he says. So we had a subset within him, within his opinion, that of Rabbi Rimi Orleans, the question is, when did he say it? So Rabbi Kirega said he said it in all cases. In fact, the Mekivega, the Gemara, is a Mesech, the Zvach, and Ches, an implication that whenever is Nisan Deraisa, it is Malkus. Because the Milo, it's not true. In the case of Yimid, Nisan Deraisa, no Malkus. Follow me? One more time. Yeah, Mekivega says that the Gemara in Zvach, I don't go into all the Protein right now, it talks about Yisru, Mavatlan, Zeh. So it's Min, it gives Tam, da-da. The Gemara wants to know, why isn't there Malkus? If you follow that something which gives time is relevant, why is there no Malkus? What do you mean, why is there no Malkus? There's no Malkus because of the Rimi Orleans. Look at the Gilyan HaShas, and Ayin Ches. I don't have time to show on the board now. He has the Kashi. He says, this Gemara is against the Rimi Orleans here. So the Achiyaz and others answer, no, because you overstay the Rimi Orleans. You assume that he holds there's never Malkus no matter what. Never any Malkus. No. Tama Baloma Moshe Esuvein Lok, it was only time. The Mi'al Moshe, you would get Malkus. The Gemara is Zvachim. If you took three Kazes and Pigal, whatever, don't tell me, mix it up. There is no Moshe. So you would agree. If Tam Kika Daraisa, you would get Malkus. I waited two dinim. So we said, one is a Pasuk, Tavir Ba'esh, and one is a Svara, called Nikar Eser. That Lashon comes in the Rashba. We'll come back to that later on. On both sides, the first half of the Shia was devoted exclusively to two lines of Gemara. Okay. Any questions before I proceed? Okay, so now the Gemara is in Chul and Tzadi Ches Amar Alf, a short Gemara, a few lines of the Gemara, very few lines. Ha'hu palga de zesa de tarba, most of the way down the narrow lines. The nafal v'dikula de bisra, sovam abravashi l'shiur b'tlosin palga de zesa, amalei avua, lavamina loch lo tzalzul b'shiur de rabbana, v'yod, amar rabbi yochanan chatishio asimena Torah. Stop right there. So Rabbi Kiveger and the Chazon Ish all say that this makes the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam as we know it impossible or non-existent. Chazon Ish wanted to read it out of existence. I don't know what he does with the Rush. Still don't know. Who seems to say that it does exist. But it can't be. It's inconceivable. It's impossible. Because the Gemara is a Beferish over here. If Chatishir is the Rabbanon, not only Chatishir the Rabbanon, but N. Chatishir mixed in with other stuff, it's also the Rabbanon. Why? Het the Nepach Lios Isser. You have a Shia Shalem. You have a Shia Shalem. Rabbeinu Shalem. What a bombshell kasha against the Rabbeinu Tam as we know him. You have a Shia Shalem. Sure, you started off with half a Gazai Sechela, but you mixed it in with whatever, five Gazesim of some other object, potatoes. And now you have a Shia Shalem, which tastes like Chelev. Rabbeinu Shalem. That's the kasha against the Rabbeinu Tam. So we gave an answer. Our answer is that Rabbeinu Tam holds Tam ki ikar mamsh, which means that it's not bottle because it tastes, and therefore whatever status the ikar has, the Tam has. That which has Tam has. Here in our case, the ikar is a chatzishir. So the ikar is a chatzishir. You have 10 kazesim of potatoes, all of which have a status of, believe it or not, Chatzishir Chelev. Sounds counterintuitive, but I think it works great. Right? I call this Tam Ki Ikar Mamash. We already mentioned this throne of Ben Achaim, where the Rosh is defending him, Ben Achaim Kohen. Now it's chatting in this Gemara as well. The Gemara says, Tam Ki Ikar Mamash. There's another proof to this from another Rishon. I like to pile on Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam will say this way, Rabbeinu Chaim will say this way, and it's a Ramban. What Ramban? Ramban says in Hilchos Chala, if you have 43 eggs, which is the shear of Asiris Haifa, which is chayv and chalav. You have that much of wheat, and then you mix it in with rice, a whole lot of rice, you'll be chayv and chalav. If you have less, I don't know, you have 20 kebetzim of wheat, and you mix it in with 25 kebetzim of rice, you're potter min achala. In fact, the chazish makes no sense whatsoever. You have 45 kebetzim now. 20 of them are chitim. So now it gave taste. Exactly his pras. So why would there be a shear? What's going on over here? It makes sense to the Ramban to the Chazanish. No, Ramban is the third Rishon who holds this Yisod. Tam ki ikur mamish. So if you have, you start off with 43 eggs worth of wheat and mix it into hundreds of kebetzim worth of rice. All right, it could be 43 of wheat, and I don't know, 100 of rice, you're still going to be chayef. If you have 20 of wheat and 25 of rice, a much higher ratio of wheat, you'd be potter, because it's tam kikur mamish. Again, Chazish can't believe this. That's why he says, Rabbeinu Tam never said what he said. That's why he said, the Ramban doesn't make any sense to him. And Rabbeinu Chaim, he also wants a little bit somewhat differently. But we think it's a very nice yisod. We have three gedolei rishonim who seem to say that. I have to tell you that the Gra, we spoke to Joel about earlier today, Beis Medrash, seems to say, no, not a totally different pshat in this Gemara. He says that Chelev and Basar is min b'mino. Sure. Min b'mino, it solves all the world's problems. It's true, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, it says min b'shein l'mino. But there are Rishonim who say it's min b'mino. Adkan. It's just another way out of the Gemara on the Psadi Ches. Another way out, it's important to know, it's another way. Another way out exists. It's very important. We have to get all of our ways out are important to know. You have to know what the various ways out of different problems are. It's very important. Very important to know. It's always important to know. Oh, fine. Good. I have to tell you one more thing, which is important in this Nakuda. There are those who claim, as we just said now, that if you had a chatzis shear and you mixed it into 10 kezesim, you would in fact get malchus kotei min hatam. Either Gemara, the Gemara is either min b'mino, as we said before, or it was min b'shein l'mino. So what? The Gemara is not so beferish. The lashon of the Gemara is, look, lo tazalzel b'shear derabbanan. Okay, so it's only derabbanan, right? But also chatzis osim min haTorah. And therefore, since you mixed it in, you'll get malchus in this case. It's arguable, at least. It's not conclusive. That's how some say quantum amena tam. We said not tam ki ikur mamish. And then there were those who are going to say that chatzis shear in a tarovis is only midrabbanan. Why is it only midrabbanan, Rabosai? Aye, we have a klal that chatzis shear osam in a Torah. No. Chatzis shear is only osam in a Torah. Ben. Not for tarovis. A simple reason is, because chatzis shear osam in a Torah, Moses and Yuma, because chazal it's tarufe. It's only chazal it's tarufe in a normal case. It's right here in front of you. You can eat this piece, you eat another piece. But if it's mixed up in a big tarovis, so it's not necessarily considered chazal it's tarufe. Some say something. It's bottle. We're not going into that detail right now. Adkan rabosai, let's chazal again. Chatzis shear, over here it says in the Gemara, on a simple level, the Gemara is saying, it's chatzis shear osam in a Torah, which means there's no malchus. Kashmir in a time, why isn't there malchus? So one way he says, bite the bullet, no, there really is malchus. And osam in a Torah, and it makes the rest of it awesome, and now there is a shear. Or it's mibimino. Okay, but this, we suggest that the simple pshat, there's no malchus, why not? Tam ki ikur mamish. The ikur is a chatzis shear. They have 10 kazesim, all given the status of chatzis shear. Well, who else said that? You saw Rabbi Nachayim we had before, and the Ramban in the Chuschal. Oh. And then there are those who say, no. Chatz Yishir is awesome in a Torah. That's if it's Be'en. And therefore, you shouldn't be Mezazel over here, but in reality, you should know. Chatz Yishir B'Tarovas isn't Gantz in the Rabbanon. Either because it's not Chazal, it's Terufi, or it's Batl, as the case may be. Ad Kan Rabos in this Gemara on Av Tzadiches. We just mentioned a few minutes ago that there is a Rashba on our sugya, quotes from the Ravid actually, that Tam ki Iker is because Niker ha Iser. Of course, a pasuk in Eov, all right, that most of us are not so familiar with. But in Eov, okay, fine. And the question is, Reb Osai, how literally should we take this idea that Tam ki Iker is Niker ha Iser? There are many problems with it. And I'm just going to show it to you since we have this beautiful Sefer Megillah Sefer open on our screen. He discusses this, if I can find it quickly enough, I think I can find it soon. He discusses this, and he says that don't take it literally. Don't take it literally. One second. I think we're here. Here we go. He quotes the Rashba. Both is an important quote of the Rashba, and let's take it from the beginning. He'll tell you where it is, and we'll read it together inside. What did the Rashba say? Svaras hadav madual aideshan osim do tamen obotel. To call heter mekabel tamenisir, tamisir nikabo, timasu zuya karasu kedixiv, poskin eov, vechech ochel yitamlo. Therefore, ein chashivas ochel betamo. Ad kan midvar, hamuv bepashtus midvar, the kavanaso, ayedei hatam nechshev shayisur niker b'tarovus, kshuhukar yisur, enu botel. That's how the prima godim understood it. Frank the prima godim, why is nosin tam levgam mutter? According to the Rashi, which we saw recently again, doesn't mean it's inedible completely. It means you don't say tam kiger when it's tam pogum. Why? Mali makir b'tam mishmushbuch b'tam pogum. Sof kol sof is a nigger b'tam. That's the question number one. Question number two. What do you mean? What kind of hacker is it? You know where it is. You don't know where it is. Every time of us, you know it's there, but you don't know where it is. Then he wants to know. If his head does not have a Leo's sister, what do you mean? I'm not going to go all the kashas. There's so many kashas. Too many kashas to enumerate. He calls another kasha. One more. There's one more kasha. So over here in the Shachs of Kod Chavtes, Melech and Tavon, you also Meshishim, is the Rabbonim. Why? He said, Nikah B'tamo Achazok. What's going on? So he says, here Yisod, which we think is a correct Yisod. And it also explains back at the beginning of Sifa. Hanir Aloma. The Mashin in Sinas Tam, Eno Botel, whom it machos Chashivuso. Together, Bittel, Shalach, Balach, who Shamiu, Toisu, Botel, Venigra, Acharova, Heter, who Makabas Dino. Who Bofan Shahisa knows in Tam, Bacholatarovas, who Mugash, Bachol Mokom Shahu, Yesho Chashivus, Venonigra, Bedino, Acharov. That din miyuchad betam, ika chashivas ochel betamo. That's what the Rashba means. That's what he means. Hakarosa. Doesn't mean it's mamash nikarisa. It means ayadei atamu nikar b'kol atarovus lochen choshev uliatzmo shlo higar b'dino hakararov. Now we understand. There were good darim. Has to be the shvach. Has to be nikar l'stam b'nei adam. Because if the only expert will taste it, it's still considered bottle. Not only, and you need. Chazok, and you need Tam as opposed to Chazusa, and this answers all the questions. And therefore, if it's Batel B'Shishim, then it wouldn't count. We understand very well. It's considered not considered Choshev enough, as we said. This is how he answers it. This is how he also answers Rabbi Osai in the very beginning. Simon Tzadi Ches Sif Al. I made reference to it a minute ago. The Mechaber says the opening line. The Mechaber. Open one of the mechaber. Isa shenisarev beheta ben mimishen aminu kagon chelev shenisarev bebasar chelev betzeri, says the shach. That's considered to be min b'shen aminu. But he quotes over here, others say no. Cholev bebasar tamam shave. It's considered to be a case of min b'mino. And the Gra seems to accept this. So what? So some machlokes in the Metzius? Remember the first day? Machlokes in the Metzius? So the better way to say it is no, it's machlokes in Shiurim. What does that mean? It means it gives somewhat of a taste. It's not exactly the same fat and meat, not identical, but the difference is not that great, and they're fighting about whether the difference is considered to be choshev enough not to be bottled. You can recognize it, but recognition is not enough. Pogam is not enough, and these cholosh, kiyua, tam chodesh of the balamor is not enough. Otherwise. Ad kan rabosai, I wanted to explain this to you because it's a very, very important yisod. The Rashba is important, but not to be taken absolutely literally. Any questions so far, boss? Any questions? Ask me right now. Now let's get down to some of the nitty-gritty in the Shulchan Aruch. Until now we've been sort of lecturing, if you will, without opening the Shulchan Aruch much. Now let's look inside. So we have a Gemara. The Gemara says over here in Sadi Zayin Amad Aleph, it starts by saying that Samchinan Akfela, says Tosfos, Afagav the Aklamhu, came in the Kfelahu lo Meshaker, Shloyafsud Umnosel. So the first inkling we have that you believe a Goy, and why, is Sadi Zayin Amad Aleph and Tosfos, that the Goy is a professional, and professionals have credibility. Okay, let's see how the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. This is, before we get to that. What did Rashi say? We talk about a kfela being believed, right? So, what did Rashi say? So Rashi says, no. Litame kfela, Rashi inside his Ayman Aleph. Nachto mako hashmina demutu lismachol lefi tumo. V'lo yodiyu shetzrichan oledav roysu v'hayis v'hetem. So Rashi is almost the reverse. Messiah lefitumo. That's why you're believed. So we have two pshatim as to why, when a kfeila, are these two the opposite of each other? Rabbi Negeshim, the Shach Mechutin said yes. Others said it's not the opposite. However, Rabbi Osai, these two understandings, namely, admit of different permutations. If you take a look in the Vilna Gaon, towards the end of Sivkot and Hay, he spells them out right there. Spells them out. He quotes from the Rashba in the Torah Sabbais. And the Rashba says, What is saying Shulchan Aruch? Sarach shlo yeda shesom chanolav. We call it Mesir Levitumi. Rashba, Kaniska Leel Beis, we'll get to the Beis later. To Mishamach Inokat Kfela. What do you mean Shamach Inokat Kfela? Rabosai, the Rashba says, you need one or the other. Either should be a Kfela, or should be a Mesiach Levitumo. One or the other. Fine. So at the end, the last line, Rabbi Osai, he quotes what he calls the Dalat Shitas, Tosfos Dafka Kfela, Umal Amar Abnasa. Rosh requires both Kfela and Mesiach Levitumo. Obviously not contradictory. He needs both. Why is either not enough? Because he doesn't rely on Uman. And Mesiach Levitumo is a shakas, it's only mutter by the Rabbanans. See them both together. Rashba b'echad mehen. Okay? And the Rambam has his own shita. What's Rambam's shita? Ain't tzarech lo kfeila v'lo mesiv. Neither. Kfeila's lav dafka. So why you believed? Take a look back in Sivkot and Beis. He tells you why you believed according to shita to Rambam. Take a look, please. Okay, look carefully. Look what it says. He says as follows. Well, it's not it. Take it back. It's not a base. It's in Hay. Earlier in Hay. The Rambam says, Kfeil l'avdakla shu baki b'kara satam, much kotla v'rivosh. Okay, and you don't need it. Why not? Three words. Shum da'avida li gluye. Da'avida li gluye. So there are only four possibilities within these two. Namely, what? Uman and Mesiach Lefitumo. Either you need either one, the Rashba, or you need both together, the Rosh, or it depends totally on Umna Lomar Abnasi Tosfos. Only Mesiach Lefitumo is Rashi. But the Mechaber, and the Rambam says you need neither. Because why? What is it? It is Milsav Ilagluye. So it's already five Shittas, right? Chazer again. You take that back. Rambam is the fourth sheet. Four sheet so far. Either you need Mesiach Levitumo alone, or you need Uman Lomar Abnasi alone, or you need either one, which is the Rashba, or you need, well, there are five sheets. Yeah. or both, which is the Rosh, or neither, which is the Rambam. Yeah?
What does neither mean? Any guy.
The Mechaber has an effect we'll call a sixth Shita. What's the Mechaber say? The Mechaber says that you need Messiah Lefi Tumo. No, what's that? It's a fifth Shita. Like Rashi. You need Messiah Lefi Tumo. The Groza Shtikl Taina on the Mechaber that he follows the Rambam, left out that detail. Kfela, he may be going like the, maybe like Rashi, because we'll say a total of five. Enough is enough. Rabbi said, once we said these five shitas in the nemanis of the Kfela, we want to know in what case is the Kfela believed, right? Samchina na Kfela. What's the case, Rabbi said? Here too, I think there are four shitas. What's the case of Samchina na Kfela? When? So the Gemara has explicitly tells you over here, but Farish in the Gemara. Gemara tells you explicitly, okay? Gemara says, Samchinan akfela aramo, Omer Abonim b'tama, Omer Abonim b'kfela, Omer Abonim b'shishim. What's the relationship between all of these things? What's the relationship between all these things? What is the relationship? It's not completely clear. It's not clear. You know what exactly the relationship is. So the Siddur Pshan and Rashi is that you need Shishim and you need Kfela, which means if a Kfela says there's no taste, but we know it's 2%, it's Usher anyway. She does Rashi. In fact, the Ran, all the Kfela can do is make it worse. Right? Samchina na Kfela. Do a little logic. If it's 2%, Rabosai, it's gonna be usur no matter what. If it's 1%, so it's mudur, it's a kfela, so it's usur. What is samchina na Kfela? It's only gonna make matters worse. Rashi will say, yeah, make matters worse. We rely on the Kfela, make matters worse. Okay. That's what Rashi Shita seems to be. The Ran says, come on, that can't be. The Ran says the Pshat in Samchina na Kfela is in a simple case. We just don't know if there's Shishim or not. It's hard to measure. There's so many cases where it's difficult to measure whether there's Shishim or no Shishim. In the case in which we don't know whether there's Shishim or no Shishim, then we're going to go to a Kfela and ask it. If we ask a Kfela, so we'll rely on the Kfela completely. This is the assumption against Rashi. Now, I just want to show you. I want to look inside a little bit. Page Sadi Tes and Dapei Harif, the old Dap, page Lamed Dalet. In our print, it's the last paragraph on column one. Miu Afal Gav Damin and the Ika Shishin below Kfela Shari. Itamek fail it. Amad the istik b'tibay tama. Oser tamal abapul. Yeah, we still need him. V'zeh shaloka de Rashi zal. How did Rashi learn? Rashi learned the ramasal b'shishim. Kol yisurin shabatora b'shishim. Who debat kinei v'lo yoav tama. Mashi the svilek. The chiamrina samchina nak fail. I know b'deika shishim. Then and only then. Then and only then do we rely upon the kfela. Only if, in fact, there is shishim. That's how Rashi is understood. Now, is that, in fact, correct? Did Rashi really mean that? But that's what he is assuming. That's what Rashi meant. And it's certainly one way to read Rashi. Can't say it's not a good read. So the question that becomes, ask the Ran, what do you mean, samchina? If you vav ena boil lesser, the kol hecha, the ika, shishim, you like a kfela varai shari. Do I mean a bimin mishim, you like a kfela b'shishim? But I mean a b'samchina na kfela? Masha de kfela davka? Kitzi, it's a samchina. It doesn't like this idea. It's only the isser. At kan rabosai, what the Ran's against Rashi. Good, this is. However, rabosai, Again, Rashi says Samchin Akfelu is when there is Shishin. When there is Shishin. Take a look, I want to show you the Rashi inside. It's the first very wide line, first wide line on the bottom of Tzadi Chesem and Alf. Bishishin. Hecha de bat kine v'lo yoiv tamo. We checked it out. There's no taste. And you still need Shishim. So Rashi seems like he really means it. It's a new din of Shishim. Okay. The Ran says it's not true. The Ran says you don't know if the Shishim. That's, of course, when you lie upon the Kfeil. Fine. The Ramban has his own interesting opinion. The Ramban says like this. Ramban says, are we talking about Tam? Or are we talking about Mamoshes? Are we talking about Tam? Or are we talking about Mamoshes? It says as follows. We're referring to a case, you don't even need Shishim. Could be, we know for a fact it's 2%. But if the Kfela says that doesn't taste like anything, it's mutter, provided that there is what we call a lack of absolute mamashes. Just time. So it's just time. You know, we calculate the time as being more than 2%, and he says it doesn't taste like anything, it's mutter. But if there is actual mamashes, then the Ramban says, no, it's a little bit like Rashi. Rashi said if it's 2%, Kfela won't help. The Ramban says that's true in a case where there's mamashes there. And the Rambam is a simplest pshat. I don't care it's 2%. Who cares 2%? Mr. Ron implies this way, but the Rambam says it's fair. It doesn't matter. It doesn't taste like anything. So it's gonna be permissible. So again, we had a dispute exactly so the nature of the words Samchinon Akfel. Adkan Rabosai, it's already 10 after 2. We just finished Sif Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. That's as far as we've got. Sif Aleph. And I wanted to do Sif Beis today. We have only 20 minutes to do Sif Beis. We'll try our best. Let's open Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. See what it says. Let's open it up. Sif Beis. Sif Beis. In this Arev, min bemino, min nishpach. Ah, that's that rush at the end. Nishpach. Here's the litmus test. The inyan, she'en yechol and lamor alav l'sharo. Im no da shahaya rubo heter mutter. Why? Because it's talking about a case of what? Min bemino. So you know for sure it's a roll, but the rabbanon requires shishin. Sfeika the rabbanon l'kula. Fine. Lo no da shahubo heter osa. Sfeika the rabbis of the chumra. Skip the Ramah for the moment. Aval in the sari b'she'eno mino v'nishpach b'inyan sh'en yechom l'amor al olav l'sharo afilu no da shoya rubo heter osur. Why is that true? Tam ki'iga d'oraisa. The mechab is passing tam ki'iga d'oraisa. What's a sveika d'oraisa l'chumra? Suffek shishim. I'm using shishim as a cutoff for tam. What's a suffek? Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward what the mechab says. So far, so good, right? That's exactly the nafkamina. If you remember the rush, the very last line. Just show you, I want to look at the last line in Sima Lamed Aleph in the rush. The very last line says exactly this. What's the nafkamina? Tamki the rice or not? Hashta. Could have been a time in Nishbach at Harota when you're doing Oy was Shishim, Stega the rice of Asrinale. Shak Rashi, Stega Rabban and Vishori. I mentioned to you before that the gross died from Rabban and Tam, Rabban and Chaim. Yeah, but never been a chayim on the side either. So I was such 100% deep. That's what I was talking about. Fine, good, Rabosa. Good, now comes the tough stuff. The im, look inside every word, Rabosa. The im is Arab Mino. Uve she'en amino. V'nishmach. B'inyon she'en yuchol in lamar of the shayro. V'no da she'ru of heter b'mino. Rowan is she'en amino kilo eno. V'ashar mino rabbal of a mavatlo. This is a paraphrase of the Gemara that we all know. This Gemara learned it many months and months ago. This Gemara is found in the opposite direction on Daf Kuf Mid Beis. Goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, min bemino is b'mashu. He says, min umino v'davar acher. Salek es mino k'misha eno. Because according to the Rabbi Yehuda, min bemino is b'mashu. V'she'en mino rabba b'mavatlo. So the eno mino will knock it off. Okay. So the Rashba paraphrase that in the other opposite case. Salek is she'ena minig mishena, because we're not sure if 60 or no 60. Umin rabba b'mavatlo. So the rice is batal barov. Once the rice is batal barov, so then we can be making in the suffix shishim. So Shach screams bloody murder. Is this Rashba? How can he say such a thing? It's against what we can feel and what our taste buds. Sarach Iyun. Yes, he quotes it from the Rashba. Lo dami klaus of the Shachs of Kotan Ches. Hosna b'mino lavit no sintam osur. Therefore, Ronis b'mino. So this battle of she'eno mino. Why not? But here, eich no ma roen es she'eno mino ki le'eno. Sof hashta no sintam es she'eno mino. Svega de reiso. Dimaloye shishim v'no sintam. The Mashali asked exactly the same kash. He denies Rashba ever said it. They're going to go there right now. The Taz Rabosai answers. Nired Vire, he quotes the Rashal who slugged him up. Dir Rashba nechonim ubrurim. Why? I'd like you to open up to the Taz. It's about halfway down. Sifkot and Hale, less than half. We'll read it together. Tohad Armina b'gemara salak esmina v'chule. Hainu k'gon basa shchuto basa nevela v'rotiv. Yesh berotiv shishin negad abasa nevela l'chut. V'ho yolon olom adem mikol makom. Psar shchuto yeh asur kevin shum mino ima yisur. Uve mino lo behani bitl shishin. Fafilu achi lo armina n'kein. Ela kevin shen b'basa shchuto yisur. Ela machas hatarov v'zachshov. Armina salak esmina hater. Kilu eno, v'lo yazgul atarovis, kema shibotel b'shishim o'isa b'rotev, havio isa commando lesev enkan, I feel a b'liya b'mashu, yeah, that's the case of the Gemara daf kuf, imkeinu adin mamash l'didan, shemino botel b'rov ben atorah, v'enu mino b'shishim l'kuli alma, v'nisare b'sar shkut im nevela b'rotev, v'enkan shishim levatel anevela, nimso, sheshkan heter levatel o'isa, Bibsar Shkuto Mitzachu Rov Negdo Mino Mahani Rov and Atora Elisha Roy, that's her old Mitzach and Bo Shishim Negado Yisur Nimsachinos and Botam. Let's say Arminan Hashvina Lerotav Kilulonis Arviman Avela Kavishkot Botlan Avela Machmas Ribui Mino Havi Command Alessa Ulehet Mamish Nechshava Yisur Legami Kainum and Atora. I'm a drabon anymore, Svegabon on the cool. Rabosai, what is he saying over here? You know what he's saying over here? Three words. My main theme for today. Tam ki ikra mamish. The ikra is batel barov. It's the very night you walk and you taste tarfus. Who cares if you taste tarfus? The tarfus you're tasting is some of the Easter, which is in this battle. How old is mamish emes lamita? This is the pshat, that this is what the Taz is saying. That the opinion of the Mechaber, the Rashba, is based upon all you sold again. Thomas Ke'iker Mamish Kain Nirali. Any questions? Every point should be gotten down. Klor. The Chazal many times. Okay. Now I go to the Ramah. The Ramah is even more shver. The Ramah says, back to the Ramah. Well, the Inyan Min Bemino has Linon Basar Shmo Imushove Havim Min Bemino. Ramo, the Shach again screams and yells. Impossible. How can you say such a thing? Completely impossible. Why? This is the Shach of Sivkotin Vav. Tmihani, the beginning, towards the beginning. Amash Kosav Arav means Ramo. Go Basashma. How can it be? How can it be? It's an impossibility. Why is Mimishena Minos Minotaur? Why? Kevin Nelson Tam. Mimiminos Beno Nelson Tam. Botla Minotaur Barov. We always follow Rov. Im Cain. Today, Rabosai, we're in the month of Adar. Nahapochu. Rabosai. Venahapoch, Venahapoch. Here it is. Nahapochu. Preferish and Shach. Hakol Azina Bosa Taimo. The main Ashova Betaimo. Afagav the Shova Bishmo. Mikoma kom kevin the nosen tam beta the nefach lehetta the oskul of Yisr osim in atorah at shishim nishpach agol achumra fakert im shavu betamo af agav lo shavu bishmo mikoma kom kevin lo yoav tamo Batil min HaTorah. You always follow the Rov. Acharam lahatas. Nishmah zinu l'kula. Mamash, exactly the opposite. Either Gemara. The Gemara is referring to cases of mashus. Yayin Nesech. When it comes to these kind of mashus, which only mashu b'mino, then you go b'as v'shma. Because not discussing tam. But when it comes to tam avada, you follow tam. This is the kasha of the shach against this Rama. It's a good kasha. Chavas, that's a fancy answer. I'm not going to go into it now. It's a shver answer. I want to share with you an answer, and if you want to look it up, it's in print. In this Beis Yitzchak, I think it's a correct answer to defend the Rama. And it goes like this. Why is it, Rabosai, back to the very fundamentals, why is it that we say that min b'mino is batel b'rov? Why should it be batel b'rov? Why? Here's the answer. The Aruch HaShulchan says that achrei rabim lahatos, which is the typical reason that's given, is inapplicable when it comes to lach b'lach. Why? Rabbi, you ever see a liquid dying? Hope not. A liquid dying. A dying is a yavish b'yavish. There's Rabbi A, Rabbi B, and Rabbi C. That's no precedent for lach b'lach. So what's the source, Rabbi? Dam ha-par v'dam ha-soyer. Dam ha-par v'dam ha-soyer. Rabbonin say, Menachos chafal from the base. Dam ha-par v'dam ha-soyer is a special din by kochin, by olos only. Right? And therefore, we learn from there that when it comes to shari surin, min b'mino is batel b'rov. It's derived in effect from Gzeres HaKosov. Gzeres HaKosov, Rabosai. Now we understand, Rabosai. If it's min b'mino b'shma, the Gzeres HaKosov of Dama Pova Dama Sora tells us that it's batel b'rov. And if it's batel b'rov, don't tell me, as the Shach says, what do you mean you taste it? You've been here before. You're tasting something which is batel b'rov. Tam Kikam Amish. It's all connected, right? The Shach is the Shitoso. Tam is a separate Isser. You can't believe the Mechaber, you can't believe the Ramah. We're saying, no, Tam is Kikam Amish. So the Tazis Teres and Sivkotnei is correct on the previous case of Salik. And it's the same, very exact same reason Pshat is over here. If it's Min B'mino B'shmo, so the Zeres HaKos of Dam Pov Dam Masor only there, not anywhere else, tells it it's Batel B'rov. Even though you taste it, it's going to be bottle midaraisa, second rabban of the kula and the nishpach. Beautiful. We're left with another half. There's always two halves to the equation. How do you explain the other half of the Rambam? What's the other half of the Rambam? What's the other half of the Rambam? If it's min, help me out. If it's min b'she'eino mino b'shma, but min b'mino b'tamo, sveg daraisa. That's totally insane. Insane! Why should it be Sveg HaDaraisa? It's mamish a case of b'tam min b'mino. There's no taste at all. So why in heaven's name should it be a din daraisa? You don't taste anything. It's min b'mino. Oh. The answer to this question, Rabosai, is based on the Gemara Masechta Menachos, Tavchav Beis. There the Gemara wants to know what happens nis'arev dam in Yayin. If Nis'arev Dam B'mayim, so then the din is, Rabosai, that if it looks like wine, it's wine. It doesn't look like wine, it's not wine. But what happens if it mixes in with, I said it backwards. Blood, why don't you look over here, it's here in, I asked it in Chulin. It's in Chulin, Pei Zayin Amid Beis. We're in the seventh line, which is Gemara. It's not also. Dam shenisarev b'mayim. If yesh bo maris dam kosher. Yes, yes, no, no. Nisarev b'yayin roen also ki'ilu hu mayim. That's the key line in my opinion. If there's no way to measure it because of some technical reason, why? Because blood is red and wine is red. So you make believe, so the rice that they get in, you make believe that the wine would be water, and you calculate accordingly whether it would have given, it would have been visible or not visible. Oh, based on this Gemara, Bosai, on the following is sold. The following is sold. Min b'she'eno mino b'shma. So there's no gzeres akosiv of dama par for dama sur. So therefore, we have no basis to say min b'mino is batel b'rof. Okay. If it actually gave time, tam kik osim b'daraisa. What will happen? Shavim b'tam. Rabosai, paradoxically, if it's shavim b'tam, it's like blood that fell into wine. There's no way to calculate. There's no way to calculate. So therefore, the only possibility, Rabosai, is to assume that, is to base it on as if the wine, as if it's water. Here, as if it's not shavim b'tama. And what's the general assumption? Shishim. So you need it in the Lidim Midoraisa. Because you have this Rowan concept. The Rowan concept, Rabosai. The Rowan concept. Just we have it by Chazusa over here, and by Tama. If you remember the Gemara in Zvachim Ayin Tes, compares Chazusa and Tama. Hold it's like a Valdiga Teres, said Shad in the Ramo. Let's Chazar again. The Ramo is Shver twice, says the Shach. It's the Hapochu. Say, no. If it's Mimimino, Bishmo, even though you taste it, you're tasting a tam which is batel b'rov, tam kikamamsh. If it's min b'she'eno minu b'shma, so why is it the raisa? You don't taste it. Here's the answer. Since you cannot taste it, it's all shavim b'tama, you have to base yourself based on an equivalent. What is the precedent for that over here? If it's wine and water, we know. Wine and blood and water, we know. Blood and wine, make believe it's water. So min b'she'eno minu b'tama, we know. But if it's min b'she'eno mino b'shma, but it's shavim b'tama, if they make believe, as if it's something else, rowan. Ad kan my teres to this very thorny question. And now, Rabosai, we have just a last kind of a summary. We'll come back again a little bit later, but this is for the moment. We spoke about having the possibility of two dinim in Tam Ki'ikar. One being a pasuk, and one being a gzeres hakosuf. Right? One being a pasuk, and one being a gzeres hakosuf. So now, the question is, who says that? We already suggested one of the Rishonim, maybe New Orleans, may perhaps say that. Other Rishonim may perhaps say that. I want to link it to another big yisod. Is there any connection whatsoever between Tam Kikar, which is the subject of today's entire shiur, and Chaticha Nasas Nevelu? So this we just chazed actually very recently. I want you to see it right now again, just to refresh your memories very quickly. The Yad Avraham makes an explicit linkage between these two concepts in Simen Tzadi Beis Sif Dalit, the very beginning of the Ramah, where the Ramah says Chaticha Nasas Nevelu B'Shari Surin, the opposite of the Mechaber who says no. So on that din comes the Yad Avraham who says yes, you think it's a din de Rabbanon, but Kazai Zechilas Pras, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn, as may be, Loka Kol Kazai Zmena Taruvis, Nepach Kol Ahet Elios Iser, as the Rosh said, he quotes our Rosh in Simon Lamed Alf that we saw, but if Al Korchach Chaticha Nasas Nevele Midoraisa, Woo! That's a major chiddush. My Rebbe thought this is absolute garbage. This chiddush. Not al korchach at all. It calls mine, it tastes. It's tam kikar d'oraisa. What does chaticha nasas nevele mean? It means that if het the nebach is issa, you need 60 times that whole second A got mixed into B. C has to be 60 times A plus B. That's not shuma d'oraisa. Because once C is 60 times A, the tam gets diffused and it no longer tastes. This is not al-korchach at all, but he says it is al-korchach. There is a connection. We wanted to suggest that the Rashba held that way. Because the Rashba said in the Torah Sabayis, if you recall, the Rashba said in discussing the issue of whether you apply Chaticha Nasa Nevela Bishari Surin or don't you, he's discussing the issue of what he calls over there Hetem Itzdarf Liyisa, which we call Hetem Nepech Liyosisa. Tirashpo makes a clear linkage between these two concepts, which seems to indicate that the Yad Avraham is correct. We said maybe not, maybe not. Maybe the pshat is that if Rabosai Heter is Nepach Lios Iser calls man, you actually taste it, then we should say Chanan by Shari Surin at least with the Rabbanon. But if we don't say Heter Nepach Lios Iser ever on the level of the Raisa, we shouldn't say it by the Rabbanon. So it's not 100% as I originally thought that's mamish goes together. But now, our last point, we only have another minute, I may have to just finish this tomorrow, is a Maharik. Maharik has an in-between opinion. The Maharik says, yes, Chaticha Nasas Nevela Midoraisa, Rabosai? Not like almost all poskim who say it's only Midorabonon. And not like those who say it's Etan Ebach Liasisa, so you get Malkus on it. No. Chanan Midoraisa without Malkus. So the question in the world becomes, what in the world is going on over here? How can that be? So we have Tam Ki Iker calls man that you taste it. That's one din of Tam Ki Iker Doraisa. And then another din that if you no longer, it's been diffused, you no longer taste it, it's a Doraisa Bli Malkus. So both of these are two Svaras, two dinin, both of which have no Bokar and Svara. But where are the two Psukim? You need two Psukim for two dinin. So my big Kiddush was, you have two Psukim. Two psukim. One pasuk Rabosai tells you that you actually get Malkus. Mishras by Nazir. You get Malkus. And it applies not only in Nazir, it applies across the board. Again, some say you can't derive from Nazir to Mamatzino. No, it's all the same thing. On the other hand, Taviru Be'esh, that's the case of the Geule Midyan. I mentioned to you with Rav Shechter writes about in Bikvei Atzon. If Chanan is Shari Sunas the Rabbanon, da 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 da. So Marik says, no, Chanan Mishari Sun is Doraisa, but since it's derived from Tavira Be'esh, ain't Lokanolo. Could be two psukim, teach you two different dinim. I said it very quickly, those who understood it, yes, maybe we'll start with it tomorrow. Tomorrow again, I'm not sure when Shia is going to be. It depends upon a Levi, has to be still scheduled. As soon as I know, I'll contact Dovi, and as soon as you know, please contact everybody else. Okay.